Welcome back to Taking Flight. I'm your host, Shoujo Majumder, and today's episode is about a bird who wound up at the wrong place at the wrong time. This phenomenon is known as vagrancy, and it occurs when an animal, or in this case bird species, appears well outside its original home range. This has been occurring as early as the 1800s with a variety of different bird species. This is common with adult birds in the Northern Hemisphere. Many inexperienced young adults are known to continue their migration past their normal breeding range and end up in areas farther north. It's almost like shooting darts, but instead your dart misses the board entirely and ends up on the wooden pole. The lost birds often die due to stress and lack of food. For example, songbirds that are supposed to spend the winter in Southeast Asia have been found in Great Britain. Their trajectory is completely opposite of their usual route, so it makes sense that this particular form of vagrancy is called reverse migration. The bird that I'm going to be talking about today is called the purple gallinule. About the shape and size of a chicken, this bird likes to hang out in the marshes and freshwater wetlands of the southeastern United States, primarily the southern edges of Georgia and Alabama, as well as throughout the state of Florida. Floating plants in their wetland habitat, such as water lilies and American lotus, act as cover for nesting, as well as provide them with an ample supply of food. These birds are omnivorous, so in addition to water plants, they also feed on spiders, beetles, small fish and insect larvae, and on rare occasions, the nestlings of other birds. Adult birds have, as their name suggests, a purplish head and body, green wings and back, a yellow-red tipped bill, a bluish upper bill, and bright yellow legs and feet. The purple gallinule is the well-known champion of long-distance vagrancy, with records of birds being found as far north as Iceland, as far south as South Georgia Island, as far west as the Galapagos, and as far east as Italy. Given its tendency to wander, it's no surprise that this tropical resident has been spotted recently near Bar Harbor in southern Maine. One bird was spotted on January 16th, and the second individual was found that same weekend, where it was transported to a nearby wildlife rehabilitator. According to scientists, these birds were likely carried to Maine by strong winds from a storm that had hit the New England area that weekend. This isn't the first time these birds have been seen in the state. At least 30 sightings of purple gallinule have been recorded in Maine since the late 1860s. Purple gallinules winter in the wetlands of southern Florida, the Caribbean islands, and along the coast of Mexico and Central America. Their long toes spread out their body weight so they can walk on top of vegetation without sinking. Even though this particular story is about a bird that got blown off course by a storm, other factors can cause birds to end up in different habitats. Some birds may have a genetic problem that physically hinders their ability to navigate. Climate change can also play a factor. For example, in the winter of 2013 and 2014, drought is thought to have been one contributing factor to the purple gallinule's wandering. During that period, in addition to Maine, individuals were found in Iceland, Newfoundland, Ireland, and even the Bermuda Triangle. Even though the purple gallinule, as well as other vagrant bird species, are perceived as unlucky or stupid birds, vagrants may necessarily not be the odd bird out, so to speak. Vagrancy can act as the spark for the growing population. Successful birds that are able to thrive in their new habitat can establish a new population over time. Though it holds tremendous aspects for research, vagrants have been very tricky to study. They appear in small numbers in uncommon places. With the advent of technology, such as eBird, we are just beginning to shed light on vagrant species. With that ray of hope, I think this looks like a good spot to wrap things up. So I'll see you all next time on Taking Flight.